So in Kitzur, the Brayis over here, Laman Aleph, let's refresh our memories a little bit. Brayis brought down Tanabon, Agrezel, Rachel, Vagazza, Parav Yaldim, Masham Oisim, Gizeseb, Esflodesel, the Remeir, Kundra Meir, you gotta pay everything. Moir Shai, whether it's Knas, Okashin is not Kaina, the Gemara came out that it's Knas. So you have to give back, you have to give back everything. Ruda says, Gezeil Chazer is Be'enei. Rav Shimon says, Rainois Kilo Hishuma Etzloi Bekesef. So once over here, you might as well take a look at the Rashi on Rabbi Yehuda. What's the Rashi for you? Also, Mashal Bais says, Gezeil Kol Masha Natal Mimena Umash Eshbicha. So according to Rameh, you gotta give everything back. The Gizas, the blood, there's everything. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Gezeila Chayzeres Be'enei Kimoy Shehi Achshav Be'ekanis. So it was a para that was, it was Yalda, so yeah, you give it back the way it is now empty. V'hod v'mishalim d'mei gizois v'uber kimoy shehi b'shas ha'gzeila. So b'shas ha'gzeila that we had an uber, b'shas ha'gzeila that had gizois, and then you shared it and gave birth. So even though you kind of b'shinoi, but you have to pay how much it was worth b'shas the gzeila. V'loy shvach ha'giza she'shbicha etzloi v'loy shvach ha'vlad. So even though it went up in value between the shas gzeila and the chazar and when it gave birth, so it was you know, it was a little pregnant before then, so there was. There was a difference. There was a shvach. So that extra shvach for Yehuda, you don't have to give back. Moreover, what the actual par is worth, the amount that it was worth extra because it was pregnant at the time of the Geneva, that much you have to give back. So you don't have to pay less than that. So even though you only return the actual par itself, but that much, the value that was worth over the base para, that you have to give back if you're Yehuda. And Gemara is going to have the Rain Isaac Yilu Hishuma Kundrim Shimon. Was that me? Mashasak Zayla, Mashalim Domim Kashasak Zayla. Come and Farish, my plea with Shimon. He says as if it was the Shuma, Bashas the Geneva. So that's really what Yehuda is saying. That the whatever was worth, Bashas Geneva. So what's the Machlekes? That's what our Gemara is going to about to discuss. Zog the Gemara. Rav Yehuda Aimer. Gezeil Chazeres Be'enei. Rav Shimon Aimer. Rain Ois Kivu Yishumun. Etzlai B'Kesef. B'Kesef. Zog the Gemara. Mai B'Nayu. Amr Rav Zvid B'Shvach. Shal Gah B'Gezeil. L'Kamif. Yehuda Sabar. The Migzal Hava. Rav Shimon Sabar. The Gazlin. Hava. Zog Rash. B'Shvach. Shal Gah B'Gezeil. Yigoyin. Sheshbicha etzloi v'adayin leinot lehimenu yigoyin reikonis v'nis abra oituna giza. So Rashi says the case that Gemara is suggesting that will be the machlaikis is when you stole it that is reikonis. And it became pregnant. And it's still pregnant. Like not the case that a Braisa where it gave birth. Rather, the case is the case with is it going to be a machlaikis is when the animal is still pregnant and became pregnant by you, and it's still pregnant. The question is, you have to pay how much you have to give back the way it is pregnant. Or you have to only pay the amount of the shas gzeila. Who the sava nigzal hava? V'achi kamer b'yuda. Gzeila chazeres beinei lebal leha bein leshvach bein legreisa. So the animal as is goes back to the owner. Whether it's lamal yusa or legreis, k'moy she b'shas tviyas bebezdin, he chazeres. Veicha the gara, the going gazes a the yolda, like the case of the braisa, the shalim pachsa. Vadai. The hadar katavale nigzal the megiza the uber shagaz lamimenu. So when it went down, meaning that it gave birth, so now it's worth less, or is less than it was b'shas geneva. So then you have to give back the animal as is, and the difference you're gonna have to make up when it'll be teveya. The nizal will be teveya. The megiza, you'll have to pay it. Now, some of the interesting Rashi says sounds like only if he's teveya. Of course, not. You owe it him. If that's him, well, he stole it. It was pregnant, right? So you know, even though now gave birth, so you kind of b'shino, you kind of the uber, but still, you have to pay how much it was worth, b'shas the gneva, right? Which was with uber. So why does Rashi need nafka tefiyah? Okay, whatever. But the point is, you have to give back the animal as it is. And if you mashlim the amount, the difference between the pregnant cow and the cow, which it was b'shas ganev, and what it is now. Well, I forgot the kind of pogger meyer. Damar kulik shvach yavle. Gavagav the kind of giza vlad b'shinoi. So even though now that the uber was born, so now that's a shinoi, went from being an uber to a calf. So you definitely kind of the uber, and you kind of the gizos. So according to meyer, you have to give it back. That's knas. Chazina le command the kule shvach akati alok kimi shaloi nigzaza umeshalim kule mishum knasa. So Rashi is nice, but the get of the knas is that we look at a kilu, it's still on it. And why Rashi is giving up the get of the knas? That's not a knas. You have to pay everything back. But the get of the knas is kilu is still on it, and that's why, as if there's no shinoi. And that's she's her mayor. Rehuda says no. Come there, Behuda. Kedisa hash the hadra. The hadar again. Here I said more. The hadar tav and namine giza vlad yovle demay kar. You have to pay him how much the giza and the vlad is worth. Peshas the ganeva. The kana giza vlad b'shinoi. Veicha the dayin kol shvach aleha. So in a different case, where the kol hashvach is still on her, the giz and the vodnis are still on her, and then chayzer is k'may shi'ata, k'may shi'hi. So according to Yehuda, if the giz and the vodnis are on there, see, then you have to give it back with the giz and the vodnis. That's the shvach shal gabe gezeila. That's where the machleik is from the Rabbanim. Shvach shal gabe gezeila. Vaser b'shimul meimer. Afilu shvach aleha noit loy gazlin. So according to Behuda, you have to give back. The nizal gets that. Vaser b'shimul meimer. Afilu shvach aleha noit loy gazlin. The shina kaina. Lo yishalim el damim rishayim. Ki ilu hishuma etzlay b'kesef. So Shimon said those words, those cryptic words, that Ryan Isai Kiilu Hishuma Esla Bekasa. That means to say is we look at the exact value of the para, how much it was worth, Bashas Ganeva, and only that you have to pay. But what was Natasiv afterwards, Rashi says you kind of bashina. You kind of bashina. So what? That means the Khair is saying Rehuda holds that you're not kind of the gizais b'shinoi. That's the machlekes here. whether the fact that it became pregnant or the fact that it has wool, it grew wool, is that called a shinoi? See, notice it's not so clear, Rashi. Is a case that went from zero to pregnant, or zero to gzizin, or it had some on it and it got a little more. It's not so clear. The Rashi before said it was Reikonis when you stole it. And then it was a Sabra. So that's Reb Shimon for sure saying Kaina Bishinoi. And what's Reb Huda saying? Reb Huda holds Shinoi is Kaina, right? Another case, when you sheared it, you are kind of the Gizas. Because that is called a Shinoi. So it's not clear to me 100%. What does Reb Huda hold in this case? Reb Huda holds, you have to give it back the way it is. Right? So Reb Shimon says you're kind of a Shinoi. The fact that it grew wool, you're kind of, that itself is a Shinoi. You're kind of the wool. You're kind of the wool. Who is the Mashma? You're not kind of. It's not enough of a Shinoi. Maybe, it's not so clear. Anyway, Hakapanim. So that's the Gemara says. That's Machlokes. The extra shvach kitzer that's still on it, the shvach that wasn't there before, it's on it now. Do you have to give it back or not?
Yeah, it's
Klaim
and Ligzes.
What? Klaim and Ligzes.
Who?
Klaim and Ligzes.
Klaim and Ligzes? Yeah. Then it's not like a separate thing. I think
our Shimon
holds.
Shimon is one that holds a Kol Aymed Le.
Yeah.
Okay.
So therefore, it makes sense that
he holds. So it's only a Shini because it's a Gaza. It's not a Shini by itself. Maybe. Okay, let's go. A Papa Amar, no. That's it. Papa says no. Kulam shvach shal gabe gzeil de gazan haba. Ochel le mechz le shish le vir kemifki. We just have the shvach shal gabe gzeil le kulei de gazan haba. The shokil gazlin. And Reb Shimon says no. Who's the gazan haba? So I skipped. Reb Shimon says le mechz le shish le vir. Who's the shokil gazlin? Zog Rashi. What's this all about? Mechz le shish le vir. Kulam shvach shal gabe gzeil de gazan haba. So when he says Bain doesn't mean the way it is now, even though it has shvach on, he still has to give it back. No, everyone knows the fact that it has wool on it, the gazlin's kind of the wool. The wool that grew, the gazlin's kind of. Elamai, talking about Mechshavir, Giderach Minach Hamadina, Lemakabe Behemis, Lashbichon, Lizman Godel Kazet. Alright, sometimes you'll give your animal to the professional to fatten it up, to take care of it, and you pay them like an artist. You pay them a chelik of the profits. So that's the machlokes over here. How much does he get? In other words, we're saying that Batsam, it's the nigzal's animal. And the nigzal's animal was mashbiach. Shail is, so do you get, do we say the gazan kind of b'shinoi? Or no, he just gets like an aris. He just gets like an aris. That's Reb Huda says he's actually kind it. And Shimon says, no. We say it's a shuma. And I'm not sure you see that in his words, but the point is he says he only gets it. He only gets in it mechze shlish revia of the profits. He gets a proportion. He gets his cup. He gets a proportion. Now gozel par v'sabra etzloi v'yolda rochel v'nitana etzloi v'gozezo v'shalim g'shas hagzeilo our Mishnah. So the Mishnah said two things. It was Nisabra and it was Yolda. It was Nitana and it was Gazaza. Misham Gshasak Zaylik, you kind of machine. So the Gemara Yolda in Lo Yolda Lo Yolda Hadrabaina. So Mishnah says if it was If it was nitana etzloi, it was this abra etzloi, and it wasn't yalda, you have to give it back. So bishlam rav zvidomer shvach shal gabe gazel the nigzal hava the rabbi yehuda amar yehudi. According to rav zvid, the machlokes of shimon yehuda was what happens to the shvach that's on the animal. Rav Shimon says kind of b'shinoi. And then if you only give back the animal before the shvach, without the shvach, and Rav says, no, you give it back the animal as is with the shvach. So in other words, that's in fact that it became pregnant, that's not enough of a shinoi to be kaina, it seems. Only if it was yalda, then it's a shinoi that's kaina. That's the Madug of the Mishnah. So fine, Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda. El or Papa, the everyone holds shvach belongs to the gazlan. The shayla is, just how much do you get? Then who's the Mishnah go like? Amani Lord Buddha, Lord Shimon, because Mishnah says that when it was this Abra, when it was Nitana, it goes and wasn't Gaza, it wasn't Yalda, it goes back to the Gaza, to the Nigzal as is. That means the Gaza gets nothing. And according to her papa, either the Gaza gets everything, or at least he gets Mechash Shavir. The Mishnah says he gets nothing. Even if it was not Yalda, we'll say you pay Geshas HaGzela, meaning the Gazan does get the Shvach, or something at least. But Yalda, I did not say Reshi Yalda, not say for Nami Yalda. Rashi. Leib Shim Leib Yehuda. Koshkin Carmela and took the Conabrasha Gaza para Mubaz Vialda, Rachel to Una of the Gazaza, Mishalam the May Parma Hamedis Lele, the May Mishalam Giza is Ublod the Kadashta. The Rasha Mishnah, who said, Hagazle, Gaza Parma Mubaz Vialda, to pay May Parma Hamedis Lele. He stole it, it was yet you pay how much it's worth when it's Hamedis Lele, before the birth. And that can't go like for your mayor, because according to your mayor, you're not coming with knas. So you gotta give back the Vlad also. You have to give the Uber back to according to your mayor. So the Mishnah can't go like your mayor. Ready for the ratio. So I the Nasa ratio, the Lashminan, Le Mishalm Gizas of Vlad, it's Kidahashta. El Dmei Paramedis Lele. Mishnah telling me kind of a Shinoi. It's Mishnah, the case of the Reish, when it was already pregnant, then the only Shinoi that's possible is Yalda. That's Mishnah telling me kind of a Shinoi. The Vladas. Smell the safe also gives the case of Yalda. Ben Echanami, really in Seifa, even if it wasn't Yalda, it was Nitana. Yeah? And it was Nisabra. If the Ganem is going to be kind of the Uber and the Gizais. Thank you, Master Papa. Rabbi Shimon Oyim, very nice, Akilu Hishuma, Etzloi Bekesef, Lemechzla Shishalavir. So it's as if they signed the contract, meaning it was given over. If you give the animal over, and you want, you should get Mechzer Shervia. You have to know how much animal's worth, how much it's going to be worth then. And then you know he gets a share of profits. So that's what it means. Shum Etzlai, meaning that if he's going into this deal like an aris. Look more. I'm a Ravashi. Kavina Beir of Kana. So when he gets his chelik, his cut, does he get it? Can you misalkin bezuzi? Can the nigzal say, I want the whole animal back with the shares, with the whatever it is? You'll get a shlish reviya, we'll make an assessment. I'll pay you off. But no, he has to give him actual the thing itself. Pashtan and Mahadam Ravanachman and Mashmol, Shlesh Shaman Lehen Hashvach, or Malan Oisim Adamin, the Elohim, the Korla Pashut, Bachoyb Lakeach, or Bachoyb Yisayman. So there are three things where you make a shum of the shvach, and you pay him with money. So actually, the shaila is the Gemara. The Raj brings down machlokes. Is the Gemara which one would be kosher the shaila? Are we saying that those three are the exceptions? And here you don't pay him off with money. Well, we learn from there that you pay him off with money. The Rechanal says that. Only these three. These are the three cases where you pay the guy off. And you don't have to give the shvach itself. Shane came by us, you have to give the shvach itself. Rajba says, pun fakarit. And he says, hey, Oris, the din is, that he also pays the money. El my fakarit. Sholosh malam adamim. And it left out. Oris, he left out Gazi. So what are these cases? B'chol HaPashit. What's the case? Sheshbichu es nechasim kaidim chaluk. B'shas chaluk nota b'chor pishnai. B'chal kais, b'sarach l'hachzir l'pashit revi'a shvach shal chelik b'chayra b'mois. She'en litl pishnai b'ma sheshbich zeh. Harei din is b'chor doesn't, the fact that you shouldn't get the shvach that was done afterwards. The bechor doesn't automatically get pishnayim because this guy was mashbiachit. The pashit, the other brother was mashbiachit, so therefore he has to pay him for his work. Another way to explain, I guess, mashbiach yud beizos. Okay, so he's mashbiach all the karak of yud beizos. So now, in the out of this yud beizos. Right, so the Bechor Batsim gets 2/3 of the whole karkas. There's two brothers. Bechor gets 2 chachokim, the Pasha gets 1 chelik. So it means the Bechor is getting 2/3 of the karka. 2/3 of the karka, it means the shvach of 12, 2/3 of 12 is 8. It means that the shvach that pertains to the karka of the Bechor is 8. Out of that 8, Chnot was there pishnayim b'karka. Noit l'man shvach chesuz. Tzarech l'achze loy beizuz v'may loy damim. Ve'en ois loy min ha-karka. Amrotz v'masalka b'damim v'nois l'shnei zuzim. So out of that 8 zuz, he's paying him a quarter. Mech shesh l'viyah. It's just argument's sake. We're going with the quarter. So out of that 8, he has to pay the posh guy for his work a quarter of the shvach of his chelik of the Yerusha. He gives the money. That's one case. Second case, Balchoy v'lokeach. Balchoy v'ter v'kuchas. Bashvil choyv, sheesh loy al-moicher. Ein loy koyach, demash eshbirach, lokeach, umesalke balchoy b'domim, v'nois loy d'mei shvachoy. V'nois loy karka b'shir shvachoy. Yeah, so the Balchoyv that takes the karak away from the kuchas. So now Batsen, he doesn't the right to get the shach. The kech is one mashbir the karaka. So he has to pay him off. But does he give him karaka for the shach or gives him to pay him off? We say again he pays him off. That's the second, Bachhoiv Yisim, Bachhoiv Shar Lanichsi Yisim, Bashur Khoivi, and Ain Lib Mash Mamashash Bihu. For these three cases, you give damim. According to the Rashi, we're saying, in our case, by the gazlan, the nigzal that has to give the gazlan fear of Shimon, gives him money. I'm a real Rashi. I'm a Shmuel. Ba'chayiv lokeach. Yav leishvach. Vam Shmuel b'chayiv goyiv es hashvach. B'chayiv kiv goyiv es hashvach. He doesn't pay him anything. He can just take it. He might as well care klum, says Rashi. I'm a lay lakash. Kam b'shvach b'gil k'sefayim. Kam b'shvach shem b'gil k'sefayim. What's that, says Rashi? B'gil k'sefayim meaning it's ready to carry it off on your shoulders. You're going to push God l'kol tzarka. Nois l'kech. Oy demeh. So if the shvach, it meaning it's ready, the tefillah is ready to be harvested. So this it's not called, then it's not considered part of the karka. So therefore, we say the Baal Chayv has to give it to the Lekech. The Gemara Ma'is B'chol Yoyim K'mag B'Shmuel Afilu Shvach Megil Zefayim. As Shmuel is going even tefillah that's ready, that's fully grown. Amalei, Akasha, how the Masik Bay. So. Right, it's nachmal. Because Shmuel said, "Bal Chayiv is goyim v'shvach." He was saying, "You're not goyim v'shvach." We said, "So my megillah is fine." Now he was goyim being my megillah is fine. The kasha, how the mask megishara v'shvacha, how the mask megishara el gesher ara. So if he owes him the amount of the shvach, then Shmuel says you can be goyim v'shvach. If he only owes him the amount of the karka, so that's what Shmuel says. That. It's Megillah Tzefayim, fine. You're not going. Amalei Hanichel Manda Amar Yisle Zuzi Lokeach Lematz Misal Gleil Bachoyv Shaper Amanda Yisle Zuzi Lokeach Matz Misal Gleil Bachoyv Leimalei Yavli Zuzi Hamisal Kina Lucham Mekula Ara Hashta Havli Gir Yuo Da Ara Shir Shavchoy. So the kasha is, if you hold that generally speaking, l'keach, when the Baal Chayiv wants to collect from l'keach, from its meshubed, so the man of the mitzvah is machleg b'adik misal gemizuz and say, you're right, this karka is meshubed. I want to pay you cash. I want to keep the karka. So man of the mitzvah says he can tell him that. So just like if he had money, he could keep the whole karka. So merely saying, so then as far as the shvach, you're telling me that you have to reimburse him for the shvach, so then he should have the schus to be able to get part of the karka instead of money. Because we see it's Yod El Yayna that he should be able to keep the karka if he had what to pay for it. So here's, and now that you owe him something, so that's Kilu, he's paying you money, and you should get a chayel of the karka. The Gemara, ha'chach ma'eskin, and going to Shavin el ha'payit d'ki, it's payit g'mufurish, and payit g'mufurish, and it says, you know, ha'payit d'zuz, l'kech, l'matzim salakwe, so therefore, even in Gabi Shvach, he doesn't get it right.